I'm looking down on Doonbeg and Donald Trump, that very rich man who owns a number of golf courses and golf resorts in the world and has done all sorts of other things, gone bust and recovered. And I never met him, so I have no axe to grind in relation to him. But he bought Doonbeg, the golf club designed by Greg Norman, the White Shark, recently. And I'm driving towards it along the Wild Atlantic Way. I'm driving south along the Wild Atlantic Way from where I started this morning, which a short while ago in La Hinch, and I'm going on to Kilkee. And I'm looking down on the land where Doonbeg Golf Links was built. Now, it was a huge interruption in the landscape when it was built. Became terribly controversial because of some people claimed to have found a snail that could only live in the ecosystem in Kilrush. And I think the matter even went to court, and the building of the golf course was delayed. I should call it a links, actually. Building of the links was delayed while the matter was settled in court. So Doonbeg came to Ireland as a golf course well after it was famous. It is famous for having magnificent sand dunes. As sand dunes go on the west of Ireland, the sand dunes of Doonbeg were special to me as a child. We used to go there and slide down the sand dunes, you know, things that you're not really allowed to do anymore because sand dunes are precious and they can be damaged by people just throwing themselves over the top of them. But they were wonderful. So the golf course in there on the right-hand side of me here is now owned by this global family, I'll call them, or this family that owns global resorts. There was a very fine hotel in there that I have stayed overnight at because I went to a wedding there once. And the golf course in Doonbeg went through a number of, you know, stages in its life. When it was set up first, the reputation it had locally was that it did not actually want any Irish people to go and play there, visit it, or have anything to do with it. And it was only set up in order to allow truckloads of Japanese tourists to fly into Shannon or wherever they were, or maybe even to fly into Dublin and whisk their way down here in helicopters, because it was very, very expensive to play. And then the economic downturn, which came very soon after the golf course was built, led them in Doonbeg to have a much bigger interest in reaching out to the local community. And you can go there for Sunday lunch, and people do that. And, you know, the golfers might be interested in this, golfers who might be decide, well, I'm going to play all the golf courses on the Wild Atlantic Way. Now, wouldn't that be an interesting subsection of the Wild Atlantic Way? A sub-domain, if you like, on the website of the Wild Atlantic Way. The golf courses you can play. Somebody may have already done it, and I may, in my lack of familiarity with the whole riches of the Wild Atlantic Way, may have missed the fact that. But on the Wild Atlantic Way, I can tell you for nothing that there's a magnificent golf course in Donegal called Ross's Point. There's another magnificent one in a place called Inishcrone. By the way, Kilmihill is to the left here, and Doonbeg is 3 kilometres ahead. And, there's very few cars on this road, by the way, on this Easter Monday. I'm looking at the fields, you know, they're not good for very much except nature conservation, I have to tell you. This is very poor farmland, very, very poor boggy farmland, you know. Lots of small little sheds. I'm quite sure that it's possible to rear some animals here. There are no crops grown here at all, right? This is very, very wet, boggy land. To the right-hand side is Dumore Bay, D-O-U-G-H. And in fact, the Wild Atlantic Way goes down that way, and I am going to go down there just for a little visit, because I have never been there. It's only 1 kilometer, so why shouldn't I just take a quick detour? The detour I take takes me, you know, right in the direction of the Doonan Beg resort complex hotel. There are chalets there, small houses, and there's a hotel. I have a personal theory that Donald Trump may decide to completely knock down everything I'm looking at in the hotel in Dunbeg in order to put up something that is, you know, not small and characterful, but just blow you out of the water in terms of luxury. I think that Donald Trump is associated with luxury, so I don't think he'll be leaving anything there that wouldn't stand up to scrutiny in comparison with other parts. But anyway, I'm heading for a bay that I've never been to before and I've never intended to go to. And this is a typical thing, I suppose, about the Wild Atlantic Way Road, you know, that it would take you to places you'd never think of going to. And, you know, when I heard of the Wild Atlantic Way first, I thought the whole thing was a swizz and would be a white elephant. But I was wrong. I actually now think that it could be... There is the driving range in Dunbeg. There is a saw man swinging a golf club with a driver in his hand. He got a driver. So he got somebody with a driver. I don't know if he's getting a lesson or not. Somebody else swinging what looks to me like a 3-wood or probably a 16-degree. Now, I'm commenting from a distance. There's the hotel. Yeah, it is not beautiful. I have to say that money was no object, and I would not build anything that was crude and ugly on the landscape. But I have to admit, I would knock it all down and start again. Now, that is probably not going to win me any fans. But I'm driving along here looking for this bay. There on the right-hand side is the way in. And by the way, I should say, and this is really important, I feel to say, there's no access until 6 a.m., by the way, in there. I'm going to drive it. This is probably a right-of-way. This is tiny. This little road is no wider than my car, and it's bumpy. And, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to get out of here except by reversing, but I think, going down a public right-of-way onto a beach, which is fantastic. I love that you can get public right away. Yes, it's telling me I'm welcome to the beach. Now, in fact, I'm going to have to stop driving the car, because to be honest, there is no way. I could take a tractor further, and I'm going to literally disconnect out of my car with the iPhone and walk to the sea to feel. Turn off the engine. There's nobody else here, and go and have